Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Okay, so as I always say, it doesn't hurt to try. Because when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't thinking about what they did try. They are thinking about what they didn't try. So that's when I realized trying matters. And that's how I end most of the podcasts here on Spiritual Shock. Not all, but most of them on Spiritual Shock. And basically, I want to talk about trying before I drop the same gender loving episode real quick. Trying matters because it is you working on your dreams and your goals. And making sure that you get better every day. Now, I want to get better with the quality of the audio. I'm not audio and video quite yet. I think when I get my new living area and all that good stuff, I probably feel more better in doing that. And that's months away, maybe. I'm trying to trust in divine timing here. Okay, but I just want to say that trying matters. When I do this podcast, I do this all by myself. There's no production team or anything. You can most likely tell by how the audio and everything is. I don't have anybody with me. I don't have nobody I can call on. I just do it because I just want to do it, and I just want to speak my truth, and I do it because of me, and it's not because of views or fame or anything, really, because my dream at the end of the day is going to be helping people to save themselves. That is basically the, I guess you can say, theme of the business ideas on what I want to do. And when sometimes we got huge dreams and you have no support and you've been looking for support and you didn't even make a move without support. And next thing you know, years and years and years and years and years has passed by. And you find yourself trying and then doubting yourself. And then you try again. And then you doubt yourself again. And then you try again. And you doubt yourself again. And then you realize once you review your life, you're doubting yourself because you are doing it to appease others. And you're doing it for the wrong reasons, not because you love it, but because you are actually looking for fame or you actually looking for money and all that good stuff. And you're not being yourself because you want to be tolerable for all people. And what I learned in my journey is it is not my job to appease anyone but myself. And it is not my job to be tolerable to the world. Now, does that mean some opportunities will be lost? But yes. And does that mean that you might have to change and grow to do certain things? Yes. And that's okay, because growth should be a natural thing. Although in this world, when you grow up, people tend to say they miss the old you when you was not so grown and healthy. I am always learning and all that good stuff. And the only audience I have is the few views I get, the few downloads I get, and the nosy neighbors that love to be on the walls and listen to every word I drop, okay? And do whatever they do with the words, okay? So, and it's just like, you got to do this thing for you. And if you don't try, how will you ever, ever know? If you don't at least try, how will you know? A lot of people are scared of failure, but I mean, if you don't try, how you know you're going to fail? And if you try and fail, is it really failure? Okay. I just want to say that I do want the production to get better. But as I continue my journey, continue to learn and grow and be myself, make mistakes, okay? And do some good things, do some wrong things, say some bad things, say some good things, okay? But as I say, this podcast is not to be politically correct, because the politically correct thing is usually the wrong thing, okay? So, okay, everybody been trying to be politically correct for a long time, and it's not working. So I just want to say that being yourself, authentically loving you, and doing what you were born to do is what matters. And no matter where it takes you, enjoy the ride. One thing I learned, because I like to give what I learned when my cup runneth over for what I learned, is that no matter what, when you stand in your body and you stand in yourself and you know who you are and you know what you came here to do, there's going to be people that love you. There's going to be people that hate you. There's going to be people that do both. There's going to be people that admire your greatness and be hella mad at it at the same time. You're not going to always make people comfortable. Okay? And everybody's truth is different. Some people's truth may be woman bashing. Okay? Some people's truth may be racial. Some people's truth may be spiritual. Some people's truth may be, political. Some people's truth may be outright. Okay? Some people's truth may be liberal. Okay? My truth is just all of it. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that I'm really trying to say is that trying matters, and that you have the power to save yourself, that your mind is a powerful thing, and your mind can take you on a hellish ride. I go on hellish rides all the time, okay? And your mind can be a paradise, a heaven. And what you think and your thoughts and what you speak can become reality. And a lot of the times, I don't speak good and great. And a lot of times, I can speak negative and complain a lot. And then I have to stop and jot down what I'm thankful for or what is good about me. And then boost myself up. Because unlike a lot of people, I don't have nobody to boost me up. My mom is gone. I've been gone for almost 4 years, really close now. Okay. And she was the one that kind of helped boost me up. Now I do this all by myself. And sometimes I want to do it, sometimes I don't. And when I don't want to do it, I take a break. I guess I'm kind of saying here, I'm doing me and I'm still trying. And when I take a break, it's usually because I'm thinking, I'm trying to figure some things out in my personal life. And even when I'm trying to figure things out in my personal life, there is still a spiritual learning and a spiritual growth, because I keep myself open to my higher self, even in the states of unsatisfaction, depression, irritation, stress, and all that good stuff. Sometimes, because all these things are happening, my body will sleep. And I will sleep a lot. And in this sleep, you'll be surprised how sometimes I dream of answers. Because what I learned, and thanks to Abraham, okay, for this, or Esther Hicks, because Esther Hicks, Abraham speaks to Esther Hicks. You can look her up on YouTube. I always promote her because I did watch her quite a bit. is that sometimes when the resistance is going so strong, you need to just stop and take a nap if you can't do anything else. Okay. Now, to most people, this is going to be like, wow, that's just lazy. Okay. I thought you're supposed to work hard and do all of this. No, stop the momentum by taking a nap. Now, when you wake up, there'll still be some momentum, but that's how you slow the momentum down. I'm not afraid to give you that secret because Abraham wasn't afraid to give you that secret and Esther wasn't afraid to give you that secret. Now, will you use that secret? That's up to you. Okay. Okay. And therefore, once you do that, then you can get back to the trying because the trying matters. Okay. Who cares if your OnlyFans, and I ain't talking about OnlyFans, okay? Who cares if your OnlyFans, okay, is nosy neighbors? Okay. Who cares if you only get a few downloads, a few views? Okay. Who cares? Okay. What matters is that you're doing you and you're trying. And most people don't even do that. Because most people see a billion trillion podcasts and say, what the hell will my podcast even matter? Okay. Most people see a billion trillion YouTubers and say, what the hell will my YouTube matter? Most people will try YouTube podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, and they will only post for a year and say, oh my God, I'm so over it. I only got like 10 fans. Our followers, our subscribers this year. I got only 2 subscribers and I still have no views or anything like that. I always got to do podcast episodes like this because once I get my momentum build up and my cup run is over, I just want to give somebody else some motivation, especially before I start kind of dragging racism and same gender loving and transgender and all that stuff in the next podcast that I'm going to edit down and get it together right now because I actually recorded on the phone instead of the microphone like this. That's why you be getting different quality too. But it's just like you really got to hone in and you really got to believe in what you're doing. Because when I did my other podcast, which actually got a little bit more plays and had more followers and stuff than this podcast has in the course of time that this podcast has been going. But the reason why I love doing Spiritual Shock and being Lyric Lamora on Spiritual Shock and doing me on this podcast is because I'm authentically being me, flaws and all. During the mistakes, during the growing, during the learning or whatever, even if they bring up all the old podcasts in the future and say, oh my God, he should be canceled. It was me learning and growing and not being afraid to show it. And then you may even hear the old podcast and then see the new person and be like, whoa, this person is totally different. Like, he don't even talk like that because I'm going to be honest. The way I talk now may not be the way I talk in 10 years. Okay. The way I talk now might be different because that's what human beings are supposed to do. They're supposed to grow, become better, expand, and all that stuff. During this expansion period, I'm going to be really honest. It's kind of like a tug of war going on because I'm trying to not be anxious, okay, which is a very hard thing to do when you're trying and it seems like nothing is happening. So I hope this ministers to somebody. Ain't that what they say in church? I hope this ministers to somebody's soul. I hope somebody who's trying to go for their dreams and do the best thing they can do and they being they self and they rocking it and they making these badass videos and they doing these great podcast episodes and they feel like, am I good enough? Because I go through that too. So, well, I'm going to be really honest. I don't really go through, am I good enough anymore? What I really go through is, so I need to know, how do I heal this trauma to get to the next step? And I also need to know, how do I take care of, you know, the stalking and the hawking and the eavesdropping and no privacy and boundaries being disrespected by neighbors and all that stuff. And, you know, then it'd be like, I also want to live my dreams, okay? And I also want to go for my goals. And I also want a different job. And I also want a different life. And I also want a different apartment. You know, I just want all this stuff to be new because I feel brand new on the inside, but the outside is taking a little bit long to reflect. And we need the inside and the outside to be reflecting. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now what that answer is going to be. Everything in divine timing. And you know what you asked for. Like I'm a be really honest with you. I have asked the spirit, hey, you know I'm having problems with neighbors, you know I'm having problems with it seems like, you know, hacking and all this stuff, being bothered and all this stuff. Hey spirit, I need for you to move and do what you do. See, a lot of the times, okay. A lot of the times we do it and then we say that we trust it. But then we get in the way. Okay. And how do we get in the way? We start doubting not only ourselves, but our higher selves. And if you believe in angels and spirit guides, because I do all the woo woo woo. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you start doubting that and everything. One thing you need to know, that if you believe all things work for your good, then all, that's the key word, all things work for your good. And if you believe there is nothing you can be, do, or have, then believe that. And I guess I'm just trying to get this out because it's just in me to say that giving up on your dreams is what has destroyed a lot of people that you see around you. There's a lot of people that give up on their dreams and they let the naysayers and the people that try to bring them down and tear them down, not only with comments, but in their life and the way they get disrespected and all that stuff. And you let all of that get to you when your goal should be, your knowing should be, all things work for my good. Especially if you're Christian and you believe in God, because they say that a lot. All things work for my good. And sometimes we forget all may have people that stalks, okay? People that listen a little too much, okay? People who are always in your business. People who comment bad. Haters, liars, mischievous, deceivers. They all will work for you. One thing I learned is, people make you their God instead of being God themselves. And when people make you their God, you're going to disappoint them. And I used to try to live in the space of trying to help others, even through social media, through podcasts, through walls, through workplaces. And what I learned is, when you do that, and even when I do this, people will still kind of make you a god per se. Because have you ever noticed that celebrities or anybody you look up to, you kind of give them this god image? And that's why I don't like stans, but I like fans. Because you kind of make this person, this human being, that is full of flaws, okay? That is still just a human being that has decided to use their gifts and talents to benefit their lives as well as others. Even the selfish ones. Even like I hear like, oh, if you meet that celebrity, they're mean, they're cold-hearted, they're not going to do any sign. But their music, this is the thing about gifts and talents. When somebody has a gift or talent, even if you don't like that person, the music that they're bringing, even if you don't like the Nicki Minaj or Cardi B or Beyonce or Ariana Grande or anybody, because, you know, I'm not big on some artists either, you know what I'm saying? But their music is a gift to people, and people use that music and has depending on what you listen to, but hopefully you're listening to music that uplifts you or brings you through a hard situation. Most of the time, people love an artist because they brought them through a situation or they made them feel good at a time they felt bad. The most reason why people put godlike images even on YouTubers. Like, I watch I Am Zooey a lot, okay? And I watch, like, gamers. I never watch gamers like I have now. I'll be watching gamers like crazy. It's certain gamers I watch now more than any. And I usually didn't watch that kind of stuff, but now I do. See, change. So everything changes. See, I used to just watch Abraham and Positive Thing. Now it's like gamers, 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 and I Am Zooey. And I barely watch, like Jay Shetty and all of that stuff now because, you know, you don't want to get so positive that it becomes bad, or you don't want to be so negative that it's ruining your life. You do got to find a balance. So once I see that the spirituality is becoming a little overwhelming, I will calm it down and, you know, do what I need to do because the balance is uneven. Then you become uneven. Okay. And then you become uneven. Cause I know I'll be going around the time and I'll be doing and jumping. If you know me, if you around me, hey, you hanging in there. Okay. But yeah, so it's just like when you do that, you gotta have a balance. So one podcast I can be cuss you out in the spirit. I say this all the time. Another podcast I can be talking proper, no cussing at all. Another podcast I can be talking about racism and make white people feel like I'm being racist. Okay, one podcast I can make black people be like, oh my God, you are not pro-black, okay? But at the end of the day, who gives a damn? At the end of the day, what I'm going to do is tell you the truth as I see it, as I know it, as I breathe it, okay? And I'm not going to sugarcoat shit, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not even popular enough to sugarcoat stuff yet. Because, you know, once you get to a certain status, let's just be honest. Because people want to act like I ain't got to be fake. Okay, I'm going to keep it 100. Once you get to a certain status, that's when, you know, you start having like a team and everything. And then people be telling you, you know, you need to. Then you start having PR and all that stuff. That's why Cardi B is not the same Cardi B. That's the reason why Mary J. Blige ain't the same Mary J. Blige. Okay. That's the reason why. That's the reason why some people that was wilding out is more calmer now. Like, they are so calm. Not only have they grown up, not only have they reached another level, now they have a team and a PR team and they got even more fans and everything. That's why I always let people know. That's why I got to do an episode like this every now and again to remind y'all motherfuckers out there. Okay. That, I ain't perfect just like you ain't perfect, girl. Okay. Your past is messed up too. I'm sure if I dig in your past, okay, you'll have some things that you ashamed of. You better be lucky that I love myself enough not to dig in your past while you digging in mine. Okay. So, okay. That's what happens when you a guy. When you a guy, you ain't got to dig in other people's stuff, honey. Okay. All right. Okay. When you a guy, okay, you ain't got to do that. Okay. I'm trying to get more into my God energy because when you a God, what the hell you stressing about? Gods don't stress, honey. Okay. they find a way out of no way. Okay. They make all things possible. That's why all things work for your good. Get into it. Okay. This is a little calm ministry for you. Okay. Okay. With a little bit of course. Okay. Okay. But one thing I'm going to give it to you is the truth. Okay. Okay, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, that's on you. You don't have to listen. Close your ears. Okay, turn the podcast off. Move on to something else. It's that simple. Okay, you know, every day I'm trying to get in my God energy. And sometimes when you get in, I guess you can say when you get into your human emotions, it can kind of be like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? But that just means you got some traumas to work out, some things that needs to be healed. And one thing I know for sure, this don't end. Life keeps on going. It keeps on ticking. It keeps on talking. So there's always going to be something to work on and all that stuff. There's always going to be something coming up. I like saying it all the time. Basically, the foundation truth is always going to be said from me all the time, just like it said from the best of the best. Okay. But at the end of the day, yes, I do just like Kanye and say I'm a God because I know that there is no separation. God is me. God is you. God is us. It's just most of the times we don't act like it. Okay. So if you're a God, And you live, and are you believing God? Because, you know, everybody different. So are you believing whatever higher being you believe in? You should have the faith enough to believe that it's going to be all right. Okay. So you might have to tell yourself it's going to be all right throughout the day. And you might have to just take a nap a long time and then wake up and then take another nap if you can. Okay. And you might just have to keep yourself busy. Okay. And you might just need a therapist, or you might just need to talk to the higher being that you believe in, or you might just need to tell yourself, hey, let's write down what we can be thankful for, what we love. Let's write down what we want in life, because we've been speaking pretty negative a lot. Okay. Now, if you're in the midst of your storm right now, I hope this helped you, and I hope that some way, somehow, that you'll stop looking at others and start looking at within for your power, because other people are flaky. We're flaky, okay? And at the end of the day, we're all selfish. We are concerned about our health, our bodies, our minds, and what we want in our lives. Even married couples, they love each other, but they still have to be concerned about themselves. They have to feed themselves. They got to water them, drink water. Okay. They have opinions and everything too. And they feel like their partner should be doing something. And their partner like, I ain't about to do that. And then there you go. You're about to have a confrontation. Because at the end of the day, even though we love other people, we still selfish. Okay. So, then that's just facts. If you don't believe me, do I have to make another episode about how we selfish? I think I will, because that's been a while. Because that's all we do is talk. That's all we all do is talk about the same thing over and over again and just try to talk about it different ways. And hopefully it just gets to the thick skull, okay? And gets to that brain and you comprehend it and you understand it. And some things I learned, that some things you can kind of know, you're like, but it doesn't really click until, oh, snap. Now I got it, okay? Because I do that too. Like, oh, I always knew that, but now I think it just clicked. Like, oh, okay, I think it clicked now. Like, all this time I knew this, but now I know. And then, as I always say, knowledge is always expanding and growing. So always be willing to learn and grow and become a better human being, okay? Go for your dreams. Don't give up. Stop letting people put you down. And if you're so distraught that going for your dreams seems so sad and so hard, get some therapy, get some spiritual healing, talk to a spiritual teacher, get some cleansing, pray about it, do what you need to do. Because usually I'll be like, you need some therapy, but that ain't my job. Okay. But do what you need to do for yourself. Okay. Get you a massage, get your hair and nails done and all that stuff, and then do the inner work. Or do the inner work first and then say, I'm going to go out. Just know this journey is for your life, okay? Your whole life. Things are going to be good, and things are going to be bad. Things are going to be happy, and things are going to be sad. Things are going to be blessed, and then you're going to be stressed. But realize that even though you're stressed, you're still blessed, okay? You got to remember what you're thankful for, okay? So before I go back to doing the normal internet thing and talking about life and going laughing and talking and then dragging and all that stuff, I just want to go ahead and say that every day is your day. And even bad days is your day, because you're learning something. At least you should be learning something. Okay. And I hope you're learning something. And I hope that you are becoming the God that you are, instead of the servant, the peasant. Okay. Yeah, because that's my new saying, because a lot of people are servants and peasants, and they make other people the god, the king, the queen. Okay. And it's just like in a relationship. If you're both the king and queen, there should be mutual respect, mutual understanding. And there should be conversations, there should be communication, there should be understanding, compromising, and forgiveness. If you really are a king and queen, Or are you just in a relationship? Okay. Because even in a relationship, even with kids and all that stuff, you should be able to own your own power, your God power. Okay. Whether it be in your work, your dreams, your goals, there should be something that makes you be happy about you, love yourself, and you can take and watch these YouTubers and listen to these podcasts, and you can admire somebody, but you do not make that person a God, okay? Because even though everybody's talking, I'm a Christian, there's only one God. There, people do it all the time. You're making pastors gods, ministers gods. If you really want to get to it, it's going to make some religious people, Christian people mad, because I was in the Christian religion, so I know about it. Christians make Jesus God. Okay? And they say Jesus is the Son of God. Okay? But Jesus is the main character. Okay? Hello? So you got to be careful who you making God. Okay? God is you. Because the gift of God is free will, and you got it. Be careful with that free will, because every action has a reaction. So you out there doing wrong, get ready for the reaction, all right? And if you out there doing right, get ready for the reaction. And don't expect that reaction to be the same, okay? Because a lot of people that's doing right, oh, I gave $1,000 and $1,000 is going to come back. No, you gave $1,000 and $1,000 may come back as you being able to pay your rent this month when you didn't know how you was going to pay it. Okay. All right. It may come back as somebody feeding you when you was hungry. It may come back with somebody being nice to you when everybody else was being rude and upset. Sometimes you miss the blessing because you're looking for the same outcome that you gave. That's why you don't give to receive. You give to give. Okay. Anyway, I hope some of these jewels help you along your life way. All right. Whether now or in the future. Lyrical Amora with Spiritual Shock. If you heard this stuff anywhere else, if you heard my voice anywhere else, anybody else talking like me, they a fraud, a fake, a phony. Okay. There's only one Lyrical Amora. There's only one Spiritual Shock. Okay. At the end of the day. All right. There's only one me. Just like there's only one you. Stop trying to be like somebody else. And how about you try being yourself? All right. Anyway, I'm going to end it how I begin it, because that's the way I end most of my podcasts. When people are in their deathbeds, they don't be complaining about what they did try. When they complain, they complaining about what they didn't try. And that to me was the lesson I learned then, that trying matters. Because even when people fail, at the end, after all the crying and stuff and upsetness, they said, well, at least I tried. And you know what? I did that and I messed up. But you know what I learned? I just learned that I should have did this, this, and that. How about we try it again? Because that's what real G's do. They dust theyself off and try again. Okay. Aaliyah was a G. She know. Okay. Anyway, this is Lyrical Amora with Spiritual Shock. I am out. See ya. Bye.